Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Investors Conference Call of WSFX Global Pay Limited, formerly known as World Trade Finance Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Material and information in this conference call is general background about the company's activities as on date of this presentation. Information in this presentation should not be considered as an advice or a recommendation to investors or potential investors in relation to holding, purchasing or selling securities and does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situations or needs. This information is given in summary form and does not purport to be complete. I now hand the conference to Mr. Sri Krishna Narasimhan, CEO and Whole-Time Director, and Ms. Pooja Mishra, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Sri Krishna, CEO of the company, along with Mrs. Pooja Mishra, CFO. It's a pleasure once again to connect with our investors and present WSFX performance for the quarter and the year ended June 30th, 2024. I would like to give a small presentation of the company's performance as of quarter one and the various strategic initiatives the company has been undertaking. We have already uploaded the presentation on the company's website as well as on BSE website. Now we quickly get into the presentation. As always, an introduction about the company. It's a 30 plus year old company. We are an authorized dealer category 2 dealing in foreign exchange and cross-border remittances. We are listed in BSE. We are also ISO 27001 certified. We have upgraded ourselves to ISO 27001 2022 certification. From a product per se, we deal in foreign currencies, forex prepaid cards and outward remittances. These are the main products. Besides that, we have a lot of ancillary products like students' account opening, etc. We operate through a network of 19 branches and we have a 310 plus strong team working in the company. We are partnered with multiple banks. For cards, we deal with Thomas Cook, HDFC Bank. We have our own BIN sponsor card with Yes Bank. For remittances, we deal with around 6 to 7 banks, which includes IndusInd Bank, Yes Bank, ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, HDFC Bank, etc. Talking about our smart currency card, we launched it 5 years back. It has gained great acceptance. It has got 14 foreign currency wallets and 1 INR wallet. From a digital perspective, the company has got multiple platforms for every segment of the forex ecosystem, covering corporates, agent partners, retail customers. The company is catering to a lot of key customers like Ernst & Young, Zoho, Reliance, Tech Mahindra, Accenture, Siemens, L&T Infotech, Titan, HDFC, Credila, etc. We have around 600 plus corporate customers and around 500 plus agent partners who deal with the company. Going to the next slide, this gives information about the various digital solutions. As mentioned earlier, we are one of the select companies which has got platforms for all customer segments. We have a smart corporate platform. Nearly 40% of our business comes through our corporate platform. We have a B2B platform for smart agents which also has got a FPaaS integration which we call WSFX Global Pay, which enables them to offer our solutions digitally. We also have a WSFX Global Pay app and web portal wherein a retail customer can order his foreign exchange, be it currency, card or outward remittances, and also manage his smart currency card. I already explained to you on WSFX Smart Currency Card, which is a multi-currency Visa, Forex and INR card, which is co-branded with Yes Bank, and it has got a smart app management and it has got worldwide acceptance. Quickly getting into Q1 results, it has been a good Q1 for us because historically for us, since our strategic focus has always been on corporate and students, Q2 and Q4 are peak quarters, and Q1 and Q3 are generally less in terms of business. But this Q1, we have been able to turn around this factor, and we have clocked a PAT of 1.03 crores. If you compare it with last year, same period, we had only clocked around 11 lakhs. So we can say that we have bucked the trend and we have started growing in quarters which are not really favorable to us. We have grown in all segments, be it a corporate or an agent base, and we have been also able to onboard some pretty good accounts. Obviously, there is an impact of certain geographies which have visa restrictions, and as of now, Canada visa restrictions do affect our student segment. So in a snapshot, we did around gross turnover of 1,143 crores. Revenue from operations was 18.74 crores. Other income was around 45 lakhs, and we closed with a PAT of 1.03 crores. From a digital perspective, we have 33,000 plus app users who use our app either for procuring foreign exchange or for managing the smart currency card. We have also upgraded to ISO 27001:2022 ISMS certification. Obviously, we had given one update about our Forex prepaid card issuance launch in this quarter. We have signed our primary membership agreement with Visa for launch of our own Forex prepaid card, which we expect to be a game changer in future. Next slide gives a comparison of Q1 over Q4 and Q1 of this year versus Q1 of last financial year. So from when you look at the comparison between Q1 and Q4, gross turnover had a marginal dip, but if you look at revenue from operations, because of a better yield, we were at 18.74 against 18.13 crores. This is a 3% increase. At a PAT level, we are at 1.03 crores against 0.93 crores for Q4. When we compare Q1 of this year with last year's Q1, you can see we have grown 57% from 776 crores last year to 1143 crores this year. Revenue from operations also grew by 55% from 12.13 crores to 18.74 crores. At a PAT level, we were able to close at 1.03 crores against last year's 11 lakhs. The next slide gives you a comparison of the last 10 months, where you can see that we have been steadily growing by building our business, and it gives you, and while holding costs in control, this just is a more of a, from a trend perspective, you can have a look at it. We go to the next slide, which talks of, which looks at the comparative chart Q1Q on revenue and expenditure. So if you look at the last 8 to 10 quarters, we have been growing. Obviously, Q2 will always be a spike for us because of student segment. But otherwise, if you look at it, Q1, we have started growing in Q1 also, which is historically a weak quarter for us. So which is good sign for the company, and selling general administration expenses remain stable. Now quickly looking at the priority customer segments in the next slide. If you see, our growth has been constant, consistent, and an upward trajectory, except for Q2, where it just spikes because of students, where we have a good hold on. But overall, if you see both cards and outward remittances, Q1 we have grown, because normally Q1 is always a dip for us. This is the first time we can say relatively Q1 is now moving towards what it was like Q4, which is good for us, because which is a positive sign if you look at it from historical trends. Next slide gives you the financial results, which as I already told you, we had declared a PAT of 1.03 crores, and this is a representation of the same. The last slide talks of what we are looking forward in the for the future. We are very consistent with our strategy. Last 3-4 years, we have persisted with the digital strategy, which has proved that we made the right choices. So we continue in the same line of pushing our smart corporate platform, smart agent platform, global pay portal and app, because we feel this is the way forward, this is the future. And also in line with that growth, we are also going to launch our prepaid Forex card, which is a big priority for us in the next 6 to 9 months. Launching the card and also getting the business and expansion of the same. Parallel to that, we are also trying to add multiple products which can act as a kind of solution for the students community. We are also trying to look at various allied solutions which can complement our existing customers. Our idea has always been to be focused, build value for the shareholders. So we will always be in the forefront in terms of bringing in Forex, payment tech products and solutions, and with shareholders' value in the top of our priority. With this, I come to the conclusion of this presentation. Thank you so much. I would now like to hand over the conference to the moderator.
Thank you very much, sir. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aniket Gada, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Shri Krishna and Ms. Pooja, congratulations on great set of results. Before going on the company's performance, I would like to ask basically the industry outlook for the year and the quarter that has gone by.
Pardon? I didn't get it.
I would like to get your insight about the industry outlook for the current year, financial year, and the quarter that has gone by.
So if you look at the quarter results are out. See, from industry perspective, there are multiple lines of businesses. What Wall Street has always focused on is corporate business and students business. We would say that the Q1 has been favorable to us, because historically Q1 has always never been favorable for us. So we can say that we had a good Q1, considering historical trends. Students business was good, corporate business was good, and leisure business was also picked up. That is, people traveling overseas for sightseeing or tourism. That has also picked up, and there our focus has been there, which again will become a strategic focus for us down the line. So when you look at outlook for the future, this year we see students business is an upswing. You have so much of data which is available, which also corroborates the fact. So we feel that the students business is going to be robust. Obviously, there are certain challenges when it comes to certain geographies like Canada, which was one of the major geography for us in terms of people traveling, especially from places like Punjab, Gujarat. Canada has visa restrictions. That has impacted the business. But when one thing goes down, there are other opportunities which come up. There is an upswing in intakes in other locations like Australia, New Zealand, U.K. U.S. is also pretty optimistic there. So overall, there is a huge demand for studying overseas, which I feel will only ensure that things go upward. So student segment is pretty positive. Corporate is consistent, is slowly growing. It has not gone to the level of pre-COVID where you saw explosive growth because work from home, collaboration through video conferencing and all has reduced the amount of corporate travel. But one area which is showing explosive growth is leisure. Leisure segment where every other person is traveling, that shows a lot of promise. Even though the ticket size is small, we feel that is an area to look out for, which will outstrip the growth in the other segments. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the detailed insight. I would like to just ask if this 50% plus top line growth that we did for quarter one, could you just say what could be the what could it be the attributed to? And secondly, can we assume that this trend to continue for the full year?
So essentially, when you have a good Q1, obviously we are also positive that it should be positive unless otherwise there is some macroeconomic changes. We are positive for the future also, because I don't want to be speculative about it, but we are positive. We had a positive Q1. As far as numbers and all, I cannot commit. When you look at why we have grown, that is because we have been consistent. That's what we always say, that we are not gone with fashionable trends. We have run our business in the solid way as a regulated player. We have not tried to disrupt for the sake of disruption. We have tried to build on our customer base, added customers, added corporates, and I think we have also given good service where our customer has stayed with us. And that is what I will say, simply a way of onboarding customers, being a little innovative in terms of digital, creating solutions which customers want. And that's about it. That is what I will say, good market. Plus, good way of sales and marketing. That's how I look at it.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to ask a financial question right now from this Pooja. What is the average yield per transaction for the current quarter?
Average yield goes somewhere, 0.7 to 1%.
1%. Can we assume that this to be the same for the full year?
Yeah, it is. It remains same for the full year. Only thing is segment-wise, it keeps changing.
Also, the percentage commissions, YOY, if we compare commissions YOY as a percentage of revenue, it has grown a tad bit. Do we think that this is because maybe we have new agent tie-ups or something like that? And can we assume it to be in the same range as a percentage of revenue?
So essentially, today, as a B2B driven company, we have PPA commissions, right? And yes, it's all based on slabs and volumes. When we try to get higher and higher of volumes, there will be a small impact in the commissions also, where you end up paying a little bit more. So there will be maybe, as I said, when you go for higher volumes, there may be a little bit of impact on the per dollar profitability.
But the range would be similar, like 51 to 50, 2.5 or something like that?
So essentially, if you look at it, we always look at it on 0.6% is the yield which we are always look at. We try to keep on improving that. But then again, as I said, a commission is a commission, it's a negotiation, right? Depending on the relative largeness of the customer or largeness of the partner. Be it also in corporates, your pricing depends on the volumes, right? So essentially, as I said, our aim would be always to maintain our margins.
Okay, thanks. There was a latest update about opening of new branches in Goa and Vijayawada. Could you explain the rationale behind opening those two branches?
So essentially, Goa, we already had a branch pre-COVID. We had two branches, Margova and Panjim. Subsequently during COVID, we closed down one of the branches. Now the business has picked up, and both from a logistics perspective and also to take care of the market requirements, we are reopening the Panjim branch. Vijayawada is concerned, it is logical because from a student's perspective, Andhra is one of the largest in terms of sending students overseas. And we feel we need to have a better coverage besides having only have one branch in Hyderabad. So we thought strategically it will be very useful if we open a branch in Vijayawada, which will ensure that we will be able to better cover the, Telangana and Andhra market.
Talking about numbers, but what could be the volume that we might see from Goa and the reopening of Panjim branch in Vijayawada as compared to the existing branches? The growth maybe, or the basic baseline number, something?
So essentially, it's very difficult to tell without a number, but what I will always say is all our branches, we try to be profitable, add value. And Vijayawada, we are expecting it to be a very high growth branch because we have done some sort of a calculations and also some sort of a research where it shows that a lot of students travel from Vijayawada, Guntur and all. So we feel there can be, very high growth from that brand. As far as Goa, Panjim is concerned, we feel that it will contribute the same the way Margao branch contributes. So today if we are doing 1x, we are expecting our contributions to go from 1x to 1.5 to 2x.
Oh, okay. For a year, you are saying?
No, actually on a monthly basis, suppose I make an X revenue, and Goa we expect with the new branch it will go to around the 1.5 to 2x. Vijayawada on its standalone basis itself, we are expecting it to be a highly profitable branch. Maybe we expect it to, over a period, obviously it will take a couple of months for us to establish ourselves, maybe 3 to 6 months. But we are confident with the market and the way things are moving that Vijayawada will be a very profitable branch, may brush shoulders with our Hyderabad branch.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's great to you.
We are very selective about our branch opening, so we analyze a lot of facts.
I get that because we have other peers who have like a lot of branches, like Thomas Cook and others. They have a lot of branches. So compared to them, like we are comparatively selective. I get it. I wanted to ask about the last phone call we had. Talked about the SFCs. Have we done any types with them?
No, actually that ruling has not come yet. We cannot do anything till RBI comes out with the regulation.
But it's going to happen, right? It's going to happen.
Yeah, once it happens only we can officially do anything. Till then, we have to just wait. We are also waiting in anticipation.
I don't want to push further, but do we have any idea with whom we want to tie up with?
So essentially, if you look at that regulation, it talks of two things. One is FFMCs, licenses will not get renewed, and also FXCs, they have to become FXCs. So obviously, the first choice will be all the FFMCs, right?
Yeah.
So that is the idea, but once the regulation happens only, we can act on it.
Okay. On the app front, we have grown like around 10% quarter on quarter. Would you see the same, like more and more people using the app, or can we see the same kind of growth for the next quarter? And is it a sticky business?
So app may, as I said now, last time also I think I replied back to you, we are not running the business just for doing transactions. We keep a small margin and do the transactions while competition keeps no margin. So B2C is a long-term goal for me, not a very, very short-term goal where I just get numbers with negative profitability. We feel when you provide a service, there is a small cost associated with the service which we try to factor in. And we have customers who transact with us. We don't have huge numbers as of now, but there is stickiness. People have transacted second time, third time, fourth time with us. They like the transparency in my app, which says, what is the margin you pay? Unlike others who talk something and in the end of the journey add an additional charge. We have tried to keep ours very simple and we make it very clear this is what you pay. And if they are comfortable, we do the transaction. So as I said, my D2C is a little long term in nature, but definitely we will build a good franchise.
Okay. About the trader remittances, last time we talked, it's like a huge market. Do we have any strategy in place or something that we are looking forward to get some market share from there?
Where? What?
The trader remittances. We last time thought it's a huge market, or $800 billion market.
As I said, now that is a product for the future. Once the regulation comes through, there we also have to explore bank tie-ups and then we have to explore the market. As I said, once the regulation comes in, then only the action starts. Before that, it is just on paper. So today, we are very busy with our current business, but I see it as a huge opportunity, which will be for the future. Maybe not for this current year, it will have zero impact.
Okay, maybe like 5 years, 10 years down the line, we might have.
Later, once the regulation comes through, after 6 months, it will become very important for us. Because banks will form up because everything has to be done through a bank. So obviously banks will form up their tie-ups with us. And then we go ahead and source the customers.
Okay, so we are talking about the 81 tie-ups with banks and getting the business through there.
Yeah, trade remittance, when it comes through, first the bank has to productize it. Then we will be able to source the customers.
Okay. That's it from me. Thanks a lot for answering all my questions. And good luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Sri Krishna and Ms. Pooja Mishra for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you everyone for joining us, and if you have further queries, please visit our website or you can reach out to our company secretary. I now request the moderator to conclude the call.
On behalf of WSFX Global Pay Limited, we thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.